Hello. We're back after a bit of a hiatus. We decided to get back in the studio, Josh's living room, and do another podcast. Hopefully we'll make these a bit more regular. Haven't really got much to add. It's a fun one again. Managed to you've got an hour of comedy from 3 hours. I just cut a couple of hours of Josh talking about things he'd won. So yeah, should be fun. Not just comedy awards. Literally, he'll talk about anything he's won, arguments, beating somebody in traffic, that sort of stuff. So, yeah, without further ado, please enjoy the podcast. We're off.
So it's been a while, hasn't it, since we did this? We had the Christmas one with a toad.
Oh yeah. Oh, funny enough, last night I went to see Deadpool.
Deadpool,
Went to see.
okay.
Have you seen it?
I've not seen it. It's supposed to be good, though,
Very
isn't
funny.
it? Yeah.
I was in the cinema. I was eating my pick and mix. I was just going through one of those strawberry shaped ones. Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah,
Something
yeah,
about
yeah,
that big.
yeah.
And
Quite tough, those, aren't
they're quite tough. My filling came out.
they? You're
No,
joking
so
again.
today, today, yeah, so today I was at the dentist having it filled again.
Yeah, well, that's probably what we'll do. Probably just do a podcast every time you have some kind of dental work done.
Well, I'll see you next week then.
It's been a while. We've been busy still. What, you've been doing gigs and.
Yeah, bits and bobs, I've been doing a few gigs up and down the country. I've not done anything really, to be
We
honest.
had our show. We had our Leicester show. Thanks to everybody that came to that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we had two. We
Mainly
did
friends and
two.
family, wasn't it? Mainly friends and family.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
I consider all audience my family in a way.
I don't make the distinction either,
Yeah, exactly. Where does audience stop and family start?
And if they weren't my friend at the start of the set, they certainly were at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually was offered, someone actually offered to adopt me after the show on the Tuesday night. He
Wow.
said, come back tomorrow, we'll look after you. We'll take you in.
But I think if we're going to be honest with the listeners, second one was a bit different, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we did two shows, didn't we, Stu? Some would say it was an admin error on your part. That's certainly what
I'll
some
take
people
full
say.
responsibility.
And so the first show was free, and people were willing to come to that, weren't they, for free?
Yeah.
The second show, £5, which is
Yeah.
a £5 more than the other one. And nobody, not a single person turned up to that, did they? Which
We
was.
didn't have any. We didn't have anyone there. It probably didn't help that I even used the same photo in the promo stuff. So
Okay.
it wasn't like they were going to be seeing anything different.
Yeah, but yeah, and also the slot was like 6 o'clock on a Thursday.
Yeah, and there was no parking. Everything about it was.
Yeah,
Was
but
it was it was my fault. I mean, it was a, you know. I don't want to disparage the slot, the venue, or anything like
yeah, oh, it wasn't
that.
their fault. They did the best.
They
It
did
was
their best.
purely you,
The
wasn't it?
fa it was down to me booking two shows right next to each other.
What did you, apart from that, what did you feel we learned from the experience? What did we take from it?
Well, we were given lemons and we made lemonade because we came away with a podcast.
We did, which hasn't been shared, as it's not
The
gone online yet, has
lemons
it?
are ripening on the shelf as we speak.
AKA,
They're in the computer still.
that's again something that you forgot to
Yeah.
point out, but.
I've had a lot of personal problems just lately, Josh, which I've
Yeah.
been working through
Yeah. Okay. Well, as I say,
with a counsellor.
well, these podcasts, in a way, are therapy. So, aren't they, in many ways? You've got your shoes off, and you're just letting it all hang out. That podcast, we had Elliot and Helen from NCF on, didn't we? So we'll put that
I'll
up there.
definitely get it up. I did play around. One of my concerns was the regular listeners will realize that the last podcast we had, there were some fart noises coming out of the computer. So I had a little play with the computer last night. The
Yeah.
problem seems to have gone away.
Well, that's good.
So I will get that podcast we did
Yeah, well,
up out
that's
there.
good, because that did interfere slightly, didn't it? I mean, I was making some really valid points, and then something just sort of flatulence over the top of that.
Yeah.
People don't want. people don't.
No, no. But other things I learned from it is, you know, if ever you ask a listener to, if they could just, you know, if they could phone in and give their opinion on something, only really works if it's a live podcast, because I got a phone call at 3 a.m. Of somebody who was listening it on his way to work.
And that's no good to you, is it?
Really? No, because I mean, I get up at 7, so it disrupted my REM.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I learned a couple of things. I learned that character comedy is difficult, isn't it?
That's another thing
we learned. So we were joined at one stage, weren't we, by a guy called Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti, the old sex pest, made a very brief appearance, didn't he?
Extremely brief. I mean, almost inexplicable appearance in a two-handed stand-up show. But he was there, wasn't he? It's not easy thing to respect to anyone who's doing character comedy out
there. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's funny you bring that up. Did a gig this week, a couple of days ago, in fact.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies there, and I wish I could remember her name, from Leicester, she was sat there 1 minute, perfectly normal, just having a chat, disappeared, and she came back with a wig on, totally in character, and for the rest of the day, she didn't even refer to the fact she was in character, she was just a different person.
That's incredible, isn't it? That's like real method stuff. That's I really respect that. I couldn't do that, you see. I can deliver for my slot only. I can't be funny for the rest of the day. I save up all my wit and charm for those 10, 15, 20 minutes on stage.
You just compress it all into that one big burst of funny.
Absolutely.
And then it's just, really.
Sometimes I think of funny things in the day,
yeah,
and talk to me, and I just don't answer. I think save that later. Then when I say it on stage, obviously it's out of context, a lot of the time it doesn't really get a laugh.
And
should say it at the time, I think.
And the other thing is as well, I mean, the audience that you're performing to in the evening are a paying audience, and each time you deliver a funny during the day, you dilute that performance in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, if people are paying for it, why should other people get to hear funny things for free?
Exactly.
I'm
on board.
Yeah, I mean, if they wanted to pay me some kind of fee, sort of ad hoc, as and when I'm saying funny things in the day,
yeah,
then that's what we can look at, absolutely.
A funny jar.
Maybe like a swear jar, but if I say something funny.
Just give you
Oh, I'll tell you what's happened still. I've booked a wedding. My wedding.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah.
2018.
Okay, that will come quicker than you can imagine.
It will, on a Sunday.
Wow.
So, I won't give specific dates in case somebody wants to do that thing where they interrupt and say, forever hold your peace, this one comes in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it a little bit under wraps.
Month? Are you allowed to divulge the month?
April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lovely. So towards the end of April.
Right.
Middle of about 15th of April.
15th of April. But let's not be too specific.
No. Well, I've not said the time, have I? No. But, you know, sort of early afternoon.
Like sort of one.
Yeah, it is one.
Okay. Let's not go any further with that.
No, certainly don't need to know sort of any sort of venues. Some people could sort of work it out if they're sort of.
But congratulations. Can I ask you, what was the setting? Tell me how you popped the question.
Oh, well, we mentioned it a couple of weeks before on the podcast, though, haven't we?
Have we already discussed it?
No, not how it, but you sort of suggested like I should propose.
Oh, right.
And it's something I hadn't thought about until then. What happened was we've had this pot where you put £2 coins in. You know the pot?
Yeah.
You put £2 coins in there. And we planned to smash it on New Year's Day because we're saving to go to Thailand.
Yeah.
Got a serious story. And then I wrote a letter and put it into that pot. So when we smashed it, there was a letter inside and I had a ring ready and said, will you marry me? And she said, yes.
Got a little bit of a bit of dust in me on
there. And then we got all the £2 coins, we put them into, you know, divided into the little bags, you know, that you get to take to the bank. They want to pay it into the bank. And when the girl was putting it in, depositing it, she dropped two of the £2 coins down the side of the desk, so actually £4 short, which did tarnish it a little bit, but it was still a great, great day.
I don't think any of these events go off without some kind of incident, you know.
Always a fly in the ointment.
If £4 is the worst thing that happens between now and your wedding day, then, you know, I think you've done all right.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's booked, it's in the diary. So if anybody wanted to book me for a gig, on the 15th of April 2018. I have got a sort of commute from Cozo, Shustett Barnes, to get there in the evening.
Yeah.
To offset the venue now. But,
but you're not saying no?
I'm not saying no. I'm saying, obviously, we've got a limited time frame and it would have to be, I'd expect a meal. I'd expect a meal and some kind of expenses covered for me to consider it.
Being married, I can sort of say firsthand, there's a lot of dead space after the main event.
Yeah, as you in know. The days after or the...
I'd say the hours after, there's some dead space where actually, you know, getting a gig in might be a opportune moment.
I was thinking, because people get I get too tired to do at weddings.
Mm.
So, you know, like if you go to a wedding at like 12 o'clock, ceremony is at half 12 or whatever, said hello to everyone, the married, pictures, but you're not really involved in the pictures unless it's your day, are you?
And you almost feel a bit awkward as well.
Yeah, especially, I mean, it's just, you know, if you've made an effort, you're looking good, you want to be in the pictures really, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't get pushed to the back, pushed to the side. But it does get a bit flat, doesn't it, about sort of after the before the meal.
Yeah.
But
you're probably in a group with people you don't quite know that well, not completely comfortable with.
Yeah.
A lot of chit chat, which again is exhausting.
It's hard work, isn't it? Yeah. Especially if you sort of
in that venue, would you take your funny jar, you know, and encourage people to give you money for any
possibly
kind of
that's one of them, isn't it? Where, you know, obviously I've got the speech, that would be me being witty and sincere.
Yeah.
So I'd probably save all my
For that silence.
I'll do the
bordering
vows.
On the rude.
I'll do the vows, get them out, do them, then nothing until the speech, and then I'll deliver something then.
Yeah, brilliant. So, and hopefully, fingers crossed, if nothing else, you might get a bit of material out of the day.
Possibly, yeah. Absolutely. I bet there's a bit of pressure on you, you know, as a comedian doing a speech. Do you think there's pressure on you? Did you get the acoustic out still on you, your big day?
I hadn't dabbled in the comedy at this point.
Okay.
So there wasn't that pressure, but there was kind of people... In fact, that was probably one of the reasons I did the comedy. People were coming up to me and they're like, you must be on stage, come on. I'm like, no, seriously, I've never spoken in front of a room full of people before. Come on.
Yeah.
Where can I get your DVD from? I was like, are you being serious? They're like, no, totally. You must have a DVD out.
Yeah.
And that's what led to me doing comedy.
Never look back. That's a good little tip, isn't it? Everybody wants to get into comedy, get married.
Yeah.
Speech goes well.
Yeah.
Book in a gig.
Or if you're not keen on getting married, befriend somebody who is about to get married.
Yeah.
And see if you can weasel your way in as the best man.
Yeah. And then if it goes badly, cut all ties.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a good tip. I've not really thought about my best man, Stu. I'm thinking of it. I've not even thought about it. I thought I might have sort of two people.
Oh, yeah.
I want to have somebody heading up speech.
Yeah.
Somebody heading up stag do.
That sounds good. You want somebody, somebody funny, loquacious, musical? What are you looking
sort of
for
somebody
in the best man?
Who's sort of, he's not going to sort of take the long run away from me, really.
Oh.
So somebody,
yeah.
So someone like yourself would probably be good to do. And then somebody on the stag do front, just for somebody who's just head up logistics, really.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Because, you know, you've got friends who are a bit useless, haven't they?
Yeah, I did that. I had one mate do it all, and he was great at the speech.
Yeah.
But the stag do was appalling. It was Skegness.
Okay.
It was terrible. And not only was it was so half-assed that people were phoning me up 2 days before saying, is anything happening? Are we going anywhere?
Oh, no.
Yeah, because he hadn't arranged anything up until the night before. But what made it worse was... he kept saying to me, he goes, have you got your passport? I was like, what? He goes, make sure you got your passport. Have you got a suit? And he was doing all these things. He was ever so cruel.
That is cruel.
Awful.
It? Oh, no. I actually been speaking to Skegness. I went to Skegness recently, so believe it or not. So an 80s weekend, 80s Butlins weekend.
Oh, I heard about this.
It's, it's, wow.
That good, huh?
Ooh, well, I have actually, since that event, I have actually contacted Phil Collins tribute about performing at the wedding.
Really?
Which listeners not sold on. But he was this guy, Stu, he got up there and he was better than Phil Collins himself.
Oh my God.
Genuinely, he was fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is...
He was absolutely, he's made the weekend.
Is he a drummer? Is he drumming?
No, he was singing. He was doing all the hits. He was doing Against All Odds.
Wow.
All the hits that I can't recall now.
Was there
Think twice.
Yeah. Did some others as well.
He did do others,
did
yeah.
like some covery type ones. Was there anybody like Boy George? Was there a Boy George alike?
There wasn't, not actually performing. No, there was Go West.
Oh my God,
And
yeah.
it probably another highlight was a DJ set.
Actually Go West were there
Actually,
playing
Go
or
West,
covers
yeah.
band
Go
went.
West were there.
Wow.
Probably the highlight of the weekend was a DJ set by none other than Pat Sharp.
Oh, we might have to stop this podcast so you can tell me all about
He
this.
was, I've got a picture of
Does
him.
he still bear a mullet?
It is a mullet, but he's receding slightly.
Oh, no.
He's still got the colour there, but he's having all these selfies with these women. It was coming into the crowd. He was like Mick Jagger.
Oh my, well, to some people, he kind of is.
God, I don't know who he thought he was, but there was a comedy show there as well. There was, believe
What?
it or not. I didn't go to it. I didn't go to it. It wasn't like 80s comedy.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah,
Because so who would that be? That would be like Ben Elton and
that's it. Rob Newman and David Baddiel. David Baddiel sandwiched between Belinda Carlisle
Harry Enfield doing loads of money. That'd have been that could have
Pet
worked.
Shop Boys. Yeah, but another guy I said too was there, Stoney from Faff Promotions,
Wow.
comedy promoter in the Midlands. Didn't see him. No, didn't see him.
He was he oh okay, I was
I
gonna
just saw on Facebook he was there as well.
So he wasn't doing the comedy or anything like that.
No, well, not that I know of. He was just there as a punter like myself.
Right.
Yeah,
Wow.
but it's weird because they closed down all. No, everything's still open, but there's just no kids there.
That okay. Well, I think they do all kinds of things, don't they? They do Northern Soul
See,
at
I'd be
these
up for that.
clubs.
I like Northern Soul, and but I don't really like 80s is awful.
80s is a funny one.
Was that your look? How old are you in the 80s still? You look.
I'd have been, well, I started the 80s at 5.
Yeah.
By the time they were over, I was 15.
Yeah, so you'd sort of
I was
pubescent at that stage.
boy to man. I was late. I was
Yeah.
a late pubescent, but I did get there by the time the 80s
Well, that's good.
had
Good.
wrapped up.
Yeah.
And it was a funny decade, the 80s. I don't know if you'd agree with this, but the 80s is probably one of the most provocative fashion eras.
Yeah, it's very yeah, it was there was a definitely transition, wasn't there, from like see I think 80s now is just getting retro again. I think you have to be 2 decades on to be retro, if that makes sense, like in terms of clothing. You got there still.
I took a big gulp of coffee. Sorry about
Yeah,
that, Josh.
that's okay. That's all right. So, like, 90, if you wear 80s stuff in the 90s,
Yeah.
you look a bit of a prat. But if you wear
Yeah.
it now, look cool.
Well,
As you're proving, so your wardrobe is.
I guess for me, I would say the decade that defined me was the early to mid 90s.
Okay,
Because that was kind of coming out of school,
yeah.
finding myself, growing my hair,
So coming out of school, like,
dabbling.
you just said you were 15 in 1989, Steve. Coming out of school late 90s, that's 25.
Uh,
You've been
I may have,
kept behind a couple
could
of
have got my
years.
maths a bit wrong here. I think in 1991, when I left, I was 16.
Okay.
So that still almost works.
Yes, you've come out
Not
of 91.
far off.
Yeah.
But it was. But I wasn't into the Britpop. I
What
was
was your
more
mum?
into the grunge. I was
Really?
a bit more Nirvana-y. I
Nirvana. Who
was.
else was there, mum?
I liked a bit of the Pearl Jam.
Okay.
And Faith No More, all that kind of
Yeah,
Chili
yeah.
Peppers. I went a bit more that way.
Yeah.
But I still liked all the other stuff as well. Yeah, I
That's a
liked
bit
the hip hop.
more, yeah. I feel that's a bit deeper
Yeah.
than like Britpop. It was a bit like
More
that culture,
superficial,
wasn't
would
it?
you say?
Yeah. A
Yeah.
bit more accessible and stuff. But
Yeah.
yeah. What would you say? What are we in now, Steve? What will we think we'll look back in 2016 and say that was the year of what?
It's a tough one. I mean, that's the age-old question. Well, the noughties are over, aren't they? What define the noughties? I think two
Cop,
words:
yeah.
boy bands.
Boy bands, yeah. So yeah. So you think like your blues?
You blew five.
Oh, I think they're noughties.
Were they 90s?
Yeah.
Oh dear, I'm letting myself down here,
Yeah.
Josh.
I don't. I think now it's like I don't know. It's like dance, and it's like I don't know what it is now. I don't even know what.
Yeah.
I tell you, I can't bear it, but the Ellie Goulding.
No.
Smooth. No. Lord.
Yeah, she does my head in as well.
She's just breathing into a microphone.
Yeah.
So it is. I don't like it at all.
Adele, I mean, she's
incredible.
She's storming up the charts.
She's amazing.
She's brilliant. Watch the Winehouse documentary recently.
Oh, it's good, yeah.
Very, very good.
What did you watch?
I thought the dad came across as a bit of a bastard.
He did, yeah. He should have let stop, shouldn't he?
Yeah. And when he rocks up on that beach and he's got a camera crew with him,
yeah.
You know, when she's trying to come off heroin or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, he's just trying to make a pretty penny, isn't he?
So, yeah, absolutely, yeah. So he's, yeah, and I think Blake, that's what he... She was obviously in love with that guy, wasn't she, Blake?
Oh, yeah.
And he... Feet. See, he had all the... He had the lifestyle, didn't he? But without any talent, he didn't have any.
I can't help thinking he had some kind of love spell, love potion going on, because he wasn't much of a looker.
No.
Wasn't much of a talker.
And wasn't very nice.
It wasn't very nice. Very good at drugs. You know, if drugs was something you could be talented
at. Yeah, I think he was a bit of a... Almost a bit of a Callum Best.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
People are drawn to him.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, he had something going. But,
yeah. Massive penis, possibly.
That is a fair point, actually. Yeah, that's... Because she did seem like she was a bit of a dirty bitch.
A little bit, yeah. And, you know, that's what can happen.
Well, she cleaned herself up towards the end, hasn't she?
She was absolutely amazing. She's brilliant, man. She's really good. So good. Yeah, but... People used to say she was nervous on that on stage, but I thought that was part of her shtick.
Right, okay.
You know, like some comedians play like low status or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it helped her sell her music.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability, so, yeah. Vulnerability, people are drawn into that, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I think she was vulnerable. I think that was...
I mean, she was genuinely vulnerable, yeah.
I think she was, and I think it manifested itself most when she drank herself to death.
That was an indicator, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was alarm bell. At that stage, when she was, I mean, alarm bells would have been ringing.
They should have done something at that stage, certainly.
Yeah, but slightly before.
If they could have done.
How would you like to go, Stu, if you had to go in a sort of showbiz death?
It's funny, when you say that, I always think of Police Squad. Frank Drebin's asked the same question, and he says he wants to go in the gears of a combine harvester.
Okay.
That's instantly all I think about. Yeah. But in truth... I would like to go... This isn't even a funny answer.
Yeah.
But I'd like to go in my sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, as in... You're in bed at night sleep or you just dozed off after the omnibus?
I'm in fine fettle the night before.
Yeah.
Probably had a meal with the family.
Yeah.
You know, had them all laughing, probably had the guitar out, played them a few tunes.
Yeah.
And then I say, right, I'm off to bed. Got a bit of a headache.
Yeah.
This wine... Giving me a bit of a headache. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm probably having like a cerebral embolism or something like that.
Yeah.
Go to bed, fall asleep quickly, have a nice dream, and then a massive bleed out in the cranium.
That's poetic, isn't it?
Mm.
Almost.
Yeah.
And if you could play one last song on that.
One last song. Well,
probably one of your own.
It'd be one of my own, yeah. I know that sounds egotistical.
Yeah, but no.
But that's what they'd have wanted.
Yeah.
That's for them.
Yeah, so one parting gift. Yeah, I don't know how I'd like to go. I think, if you know that Breaking Bad, Heisenberg.
Yeah.
When he's just taking bullets.
Surrounded by money.
Yeah, surrounded by money, taking bullets. That's how I imagine myself going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you dressed as in the 80s thing? Because... For some really weird reason, I'm picturing you as Boy George taking bullets. I don't know why that image is in my head.
Well, no, I went as... Because you're supposed to dress up on the Saturday, aren't you?
Right.
So, yeah, a couple of things. There's a lot of... what's his name from Top Gun?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, in the film.
Maverick.
Maverick, yeah. There's a lot of Mavericks, which defeats the object, defeats... To Maverick, doesn't it, if everyone's dressed as
it? He does.
I went as just like a glam rock.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just a big wig and eye makeup and a choker.
Oh, fantastic.
Which got delivered to my mum's house. So I moved house within the last year. Haven't changed my Amazon. So just having like some studded leather gloves and a choker delivered there.
Oh, dear.
So
that must be okay, because the week before, for that comedy bit with the ball gag,
Yeah, I mean, there's only certain excuses you can make, isn't there? But yeah, I wanted to Glen Rock. Who else? I'm trying to think what the people want us. There's a few Boy Georges. Was it Boy George? No. There's a few. Oh, there's a Boris Becker.
Boris Becker, I don't know. He's not an 80s icon, is he?
He's a tennis player, isn't he?
I mean, I suppose so.
Yeah, he was in the 80s, wasn't he?
Yeah. A
couple of Simon Westerns.
Any Ronald Reagans or.
No, Ronald Reagan's. There's no really political, no political figures at all, actually. Steve's just got the Simon Western.
Come on. Oh dear!
I did. This is my first. I'd say this was my first. This is probably my first sort of foray into stand up. This was Stu. I had to do a presentation, year 11. I can't remember what it was. It was in English.
Yeah.
It might have been RE. No, it was opposite. It was RE. We had to sort of. It was like a topic, like a moral issue, like abortion or something.
Right.
And we had to give a presentation what all the different religions thought of it, and like, take like quotes from the text. And mine was inexplicably entitled "Simon Says." So I printed these masks off. Had Simon Western, Simon Le Bon, Simon Cowell, Simon Webb from Blue. And as I delivered each religious message,
yeah.
I wore a different mask.
Oh, wow.
And so Simon says, Christians believe this. And then Simon Le Bon said, and then I'd look the different masks.
That's brilliant. What religion was Le Bon then?
I can't remember.
And who represented Scientology at the Simons?
I don't know who it'd be now. Probably Simon Thomas off Sky Sports. Used to be a Blue Peter presenter. Oh, this is also, so it's comedy, as you can hear. And it's, what's it, self-defence?
Self-defence it is, yeah.
Did you watch the Conor McGregor?
I did, I watched it.
He got beaten.
Inevitable.
He was just too big for the other guy, wasn't he?
I think he was too big. His power didn't seem to quite carry on.
Into up the higher weights, yeah.
And the other guy was durable. He could take a shot.
Yeah.
And he clipped him, took him down, took him out.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I think I could take a lot of punishment, you know, Stu.
Really?
I think I'd be good at it. Like, a lot of the time, I've bumped heads with people.
Yeah.
And they've been, like, really in pain, I've been okay. I'm not really
you've got a tick down.
I think so. And, you know, like, the punching... I had an idea for a business before. You know the punching machines in nightclubs?
Yeah.
Where you punch it, yeah. Your heart score. Well, my idea was a machine that you have to take the punch from the machine. that's just an idea I had. And I think I'm going to register really high school. Like, if fish just comes out, you know, like I'm a spring, the box goes on a spring.
Your mate stood behind you to catch it.
Yeah, just
that is genius. Can you imagine somebody who's really good at it all punch drunk, smashed up?
Yeah, first dates, people taking girls on there the first date. You know, they look how hard I can punch it. Go on, you have a go as well.
Wow, that's brilliant. I'd be terrible because if ever I'm giving blood, I always pull away from the needle.
Really?
So I'd always be pulling away from it.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm petrified of needles. I'm going to Thailand this summer. I've got other needles and pop lock for hepatitis A.
Yeah.
And part of me's just thinking, should I just risk? I just risk it. What does hepatitis A do to you, sir?
I don't know, but is it worse than C or? There's A, B, C. I almost said, if anyone wants to phone in and tell us, but again, I'll probably get a phone call at 3 a.m.
Yeah, and also, what the listeners won't know is we're actually recording this on your phone, so any sort of telecommunication would actually disrupt the podcast.
It would.
So if you're listening live, yeah. Which is impossible.
Which is absolutely impossible.
Yeah, just, yeah, so this whole...
It's a bit of a waste, a comedy avenue, really.
Absolutely, yeah. You've been to Thailand still as well, haven't
yeah,
you? Been back
I
in the
have.
Day.
Yeah, back in the day. I went to...
Just back in the 80s.
This was back in the, whatever, 10 years, 10 from 2006.
Oh, okay.
I went 2006, I was 30, just turned 30.
Wow.
I was trying to find myself.
Yeah.
Coming out of a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the whole India vibe, you know, and just, you know, grow my hair, man, and so see what was out there.
How did you end up in Thailand then?
India was, you know, it was all right, but I...
You went to India as well?
I did. I went travelling for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Start off in India. Because
By yourself?
On me lonesome.
Oh, wow.
people say start off in India, and then after that, it gets easier because nothing's quite as difficult.
Okay, is it just a little bit uncomfortable with the heat and crowds and stuff?
A lot of poverty. You know, it's very poor. It's a massive shock. About as different. In fact, it was really surreal. I was having a bit of banter about the little dwarf fella who played Willow. What's his name? Life's Too Short. That famous dwarf. He does everything.
Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis, yeah. Right. So me and this lad at work, we used to have this ongoing gag about Warwick Davis. And that was like, so I saw him, say goodbye.
Yeah.
Next morning, got on a plane, all jet lagged, arrive in Delhi, get into a hotel room. I was a little bit dizzy, wasn't quite with it, put the telly on. And Warwick Davis was the first thing that came on the telly. It was surreal in India on a little telly.
Yeah, gosh, I thought you were going to say it was actually there. Warwick Davis was in.
That'd have been a better story, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just put on the TV.
Yeah.
I turned on my Life's Too Short DVD. You never guess what happened. We're going for 3 weeks. So it's it's a bit more than a holiday, but not travelling either. I think it's just
3 week perfect.
Yeah, I think so. So we're going to go to Bangkok for a couple of nights.
Yeah.
Then getting a sleeper train. Still don't know if you did that.
No.
So you sleep on the train overnight. Travel up to Chiang Mai. You got beds there.
Oh, fantastic.
And then just go into the jungle and stuff there.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get down to the islands.
Wrap up for Chiang Mai. Apparently, gets quite cool up there.
I've heard at night time. Yeah, and we're going in August as well, which is rainy season. But I mean, it can't be worse, buddy.
Well, rain. You know, if there's one thing we do, it's that, isn't it? It's
rain. Okay, with rain. It's hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, mosquito-y.
Did you get any tattoos while you're out there, Stu?
No. I did think of going dreads and tribal tats.
Yeah.
But the whole 30 breakdown. But I resisted in the end.
Yeah. Bandana.
I may have bandanaed a couple of times when I was on a moped going through the mean streets of Bangkok.
Really? Did you meet any other travellers when you were there?
Yeah. One thing that happens when you go travelling on your own is you become an alcoholic.
Okay.
Because what happens is, in the evening, or your little group that you bump into, you all go out and you just drink. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And then you'll drink every night for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you'll start to feel your health genuinely deteriorate. Right. To the point where you think, I'm damaging my liver.
Yeah.
You get rid of them, and you think, oh, this is great, I'm just going to have a bit of time to myself. And that same night, you bump into another lot who just want to carry on drinking.
So they're fresh off
the boat, and they just want to hit the beers. So you've got to be careful.
So as you say, you're really sort of finding yourself, really sort of exploring.
Yeah, well,
culture.
I mean, I didn't completely, experiment, but I had a bit of fun out there, but I didn't.
I
didn't have sex with a lady boy, if that's what you were.
No. Well, if things happen, things happen.
Well, no, I just want to make that quite clear to listen.
Yeah, things happen, 10 years ago, so you know what I mean? So you've moved on to the the only experience I've got travelling by myself, I went to Edinburgh Festival, not last year, the year before.
Yeah.
For 5 days by myself.
Right.
I just started comedy and had no comedy friends.
Right.
I wouldn't say that's still the case. Nearly 2 years in, but
that's not true.
No,
you've got one friend.
Yeah,
Danny Clark.
Danny Clark, you're a good lad. Yeah, I stayed in a hostel by myself.
Yeah,
with 30 others in a room, and it was all Chinese students.
Really?
Yeah, all about 5'4". Me at 6'2" was crammed into a top bunk. With a fluorescent light literally 6 inches from my face, which every time someone turned on, every time one of them got up to go to the toilet, they turned this fluorescent light on. And it was like being on, the old style sunbeds where you can rent out.
Yeah.
And just have them over your bed.
You felt like you should have had some of those little glasses on.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Actually, lay on the front of my arse out a couple of nights, get a tan.
I was on a bus. This was funny enough. This was when I was in. Somewhere near Thailand, I can't think what it's called, Lao. And there was a couple of, I don't know what you call them, Laoanese, whatever they are, Lao people.
Yeah.
But I was on a bus with them for hours, and the accent, the language stopped, it really got me tits. Is where I was going with that. Did you find that at all? Did you find it? Am I going a bit racist here?
No, you're not saying you're not. Nothing against their language, it just annoyed you individually.
Yeah. Grated.
I didn't know they were very quiet still, actually.
Okay.
They communicated mainly by sort of flickering fluorescent lights on and off.
That's
That's.
crikey.
But a lot of people in these hostels, they don't leave the hostel. They just like, put a towel down. They're on the bottom bunk. Like, put the towel down and then just like stay in there watching iPads. What are you doing? Do you mean get out? Get exploring.
Is absolutely mental.
Yeah, it's yeah, those people doing it. It's like felt like I was on prison break.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you were definitely in a hostel.
Yeah, absolutely definitely in a hostel, yeah. It's called Budget Backpackers, it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you have to go to the showers and that in there. It's weird, you really sort of start looking after yourself when you get there.
Yeah.
And I was having so much hours, I was drinking a lot, so I need perfect conditions to sleep.
Right.
I need silence, I need pitch black.
Yeah.
And obviously, that wasn't the case. So I had to bloody, I was drinking, getting like inebriated every night so I could sleep.
Yeah. And it's no lifestyle choice, that is it?
No,
That's
I mean, 5 days did me. I
yeah.
certainly wouldn't sort of, if I was to go back to Edinburgh, which I'd like to do next year, I'd say maximum five Chinese people in a room
Right.
is what I'd be looking at.
And is that
Absolutely.
something you can select online?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a drop down
Right.
on the website. I don't know. What's if you had to live in any other country apart from England, Steve, what would it be? Obviously not
Canada.
Canada.
I'd go for Canada, yes.
Really? You've been there, haven't you?
Bloody lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
Very
What
nice.
about non-English speaking?
Non-English speaking.
Yeah.
French Canada.
Yeah, okay, yeah. What about European city?
European city. Oh, crikey. I don't know. I don't know. Have you got somewhere in mind yourself?
I tell you what I've been doing, it's absolutely lovely. I'm not sure if this is interesting or funny or
Yeah.
self-defense based. But I really like Bruges as a city.
Oh, Sarah's been there.
It's
Yeah.
glorious. You should definitely go there.
Yeah, I want
That
to
see
go.
that up there. That Framboesi, that was from there. Yeah,
Oh, was it? Oh,
yeah.
lovely.
Framboesi, Framboy. How would you pronounce
Right.
that?
I'd go for a fram and then I'd probably leave the last bit.
You just point, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
You'd
bounce.
have one of them, please.
Boise. What's that,
That's
Boise?
like a fruit beer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
Oh,
raspberry
yeah.
beer.
Pleasant.
Fantastic, yeah.
Oh,
I
well.
think there's a massive market, and I honestly thought about doing it.
Yeah.
If that punching machine didn't take off, the next thing I'd probably look at is you got like fruit ciders.
Yeah.
Can't believe it's not more of it. There's like fruit lagers like that.
Yeah. I was gonna say I've never come across a fruit lager when you were
Yeah,
saying
no,
it.
it's great. Really
That's
nice.
yeah.
Really, people would get on board.
Yeah.
Definitely, absolutely,
Is it?
it needs to be done.
I mean, there's nothing to stop you doing both.
Well, there's not, no. And that's,
I mean, maybe doing a few of those if they're strong enough would encourage them to do
Yeah.
the other idea.
What would you say is your favourite arcade pursuit,
My
Stern?
favorite arcade pursuit, computer game in general or
No,
actual old
it's
school
got to be in an
arcade.
arcade.
I'm gonna go for Street Fighter 2.
Okay, so that's
Yeah,
your sort of bash 'em up.
something like that, I
Yeah,
think. Yeah.
so I'm more of a dance mat.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, or I do like a motorbike. You can
Oh yeah.
tip either way on green
Yeah.
though.
Yeah.
You don't even have to put the money in on them.
No, the only trouble, that's true.
Yeah,
Yeah. In fact,
definitely.
you don't even need to go to an arcade, just go to one of the benefits of having a kid
Yeah.
is I do get to play on those in parks now
Oh, the
without
ones on the
feeling guilty.
springs.
Yeah.
They're incredible. If a kid lets go on them, they'll be over the fence.
Yeah, I bet they've caused a few
Yeah.
quadriplegic toddlers.
Oh yeah, I had a go on the trampolines where you're hot in a harness, the big trampolines.
Oh
Never Rock
yeah.
Star City.
Yeah.
I nearly I went on this like 15-minute stint you get, which is too long anyway.
Sounds way too long.
Yeah. It might have been short, I just felt within I'd say on the second bounce,
Yeah.
I'd say a testicle became lodged.
Oh God.
So for the next 14 and a half minutes, I
Oh.
was in absolute agony.
Oh no.
I think I was trying to tell the guy that I was in pain, but I had to tell him sort of one word at a time. As I was sort of coming to the bottom, I was just getting half a sentence out, then I was shooting back up. You know what I mean? It was an absolute nightmare.
Must be one of the worst
worst feelings in the world to be an absolute pain, but the person thinking you're enjoying yourself and he's just got a big smile on his face.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be awful.
Yeah, no, it was. He couldn't understand English either.
Oh.
But, oh, gosh.
Talking about this being a self-defense-based podcast, I watched Creed the other night. Have you seen that?
I haven't, no, with the boxing one.
Yeah, it's good.
Is it? I've heard it's a bit crap.
It's both.
It is what it is.
It's but it starts off great.
Yeah.
And it goes a little bit predictable at the end.
Okay.
But it's weird because it's got the is it antagonist? The baddie? The bad guy?
Yeah.
Is a Liverpoolian.
Oh,
so it's quite weird.
It's Tony Bellew, isn't it? He's a real boxer from England.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Tony Bellew. Is it? Yeah, he is. Is it Goodison Park or something, the fight? Does he?
I think it might be.
Yeah. No. My granddad's got it on copy.
Right. Worth a watch.
Yeah.
Worth a watch. Even if only so you can, you know, get some self-defence tips for the next podcast.
Yeah, definitely. If you had any, if you've been sort of attempted victim of any muggings or attacks in the streets since the last podcast?
Have I been attempted muggings since the last podcast? Not that I can tell, I think of. No fights or muggings.
That's good.
The last. Oh, no.
Well, that's
no,
good. That's good. I think the saying, isn't there? We should actually give a genuine tip on it.
Yeah.
The saying, I've seen this, I don't know who it was. It's like an ex-SIS guy was saying that if somebody comes to sort of get you,
yeah,
you should just shout, stop, really assertively.
Right.
Stop.
Okay.
I don't know if it works, but it's... You can see how it sort of... someone would have second thoughts.
So, what kind of a scenario are we talking? Not like a war situation.
That's sort of given, isn't it, that something's going to happen there. But, you know, if you're in the street, you walk in, you've just been to... Like, I don't know.
Mate, you got a light.
Stop.
You got a light, mate.
I don't smoke.
Here's your money.
Stop. And that's it. So you're
okay.
In your tracks.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. I was confused. I was genuinely confused.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's like,
yeah.
It puts on the back foot.
I've thought this before. What I'd do if I think you've got to think laterally what you would do.
Okay.
I think this is a good tip, actually.
Would you shout continue?
I would pretend to be retarded.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Try it.
Oi, listen here. Give me that wallet of yours.
I don't know. I've never tried it. That's the first time I tried it. But that's what I genuinely would try and do that, or pretend to be deaf or something, just to hopefully make them think twice. Think, oh, bugger this. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's one way. I think I'd just honestly scream, say help,
right.
Help. Honestly, because people would turn, wouldn't they?
Well,
they don't want to fuss, do they?
In New York, I don't know why I remember this, Josh.
You've never been to New York?
No,
what?
I haven't.
Oh,
no.
Sorry, bloody hell.
But it was saying the advice was, if a woman was being raped,
yeah,
not to shout help, but to shout fire, because apparently that would elicit the most sort of response where people would run around, see what was going on. They shout help. People are, I don't know about that. She's probably being mugged.
Yeah.
Shout fire.
Although if someone shouted fire, I would probably flee the situation. I'd run away from where that call was from, I think.
I mean, I never saw the statistics on how successful that was as a strategy. It may have.
So what do you shout if there's a fire? Right.
That's a good point. Well, you'd hope if there's a fire, you wouldn't need to shout that.
Yeah.
Maybe you would.
It begs a question, doesn't it?
Mm.
Maybe people could tweet, but if you know, if you ever sort of, because that's an interesting thing, isn't it? You know, if you ever been in a situation where things are getting a bit heated between two sort of members of the public, and you sort of think, oh, they're being a bit out of order, should I say something? And you just wait. It's called bystander effect, isn't it? That's what it's called. The more people,
is it?
Yeah. So it's, say if it was me, you, and one other in a room.
Yeah.
And me and you were strangers and we were arguing,
yeah,
that guy would probably say something. Whereas if there was me, you and 10 others in a room, it's sort of bystanders, so there's like, they were waiting for each other to intervene.
Oh, right.
So yeah, if you've ever been in a situation where you think, oh, I should probably say something in a minute, but then you don't.
Yeah.
And did you say anything?
I have said something before.
Oh, that's
I
good.
Said something once. There was a guy in his car, and I turned up on the scene, and obviously there'd been a little bit of road rage, but one guy was in his car, and he was a bit old.
Yeah.
And the other guy was with his missus, and he was a big dude.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was giving some stint. The guy in the car was obviously a bit scared. But the guy in the car might have started the whole thing. He might have got what he was deserved, but it had obviously gone a little bit.
He might have slept with his girlfriend.
He could have done.
Yeah.
I didn't know the backstory. Yeah, yeah. All I knew was that, you know, a part of me felt
the two
needed to
blokes
be
might have been ex-lovers. Yeah, you say you don't know the backstory.
I made a lot of assumptions on the spur of the moment. And based on what was in front of me, I stood there and I called the cops. But I did it very visibly. So the guy who was doing the thing in the aggressor outside the car could see that I was on my phone and I was doing something.
Yeah.
But I did it far enough away that if he had come after me, I'd have had at least a good couple of yards to run.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a big guy, might have probably caught you anyway.
He would have almost certainly caught me. In retrospect, probably wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, really? And did the police come?
I didn't hang around.
Okay.
I didn't really hang around. I phoned them, gave them the location, and I kind of...
You actually could have made the situation worse, you don't know.
I could have aggravated the situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Certainly.
You left to see. He might have just used that window just to absolutely batter the guy.
Yeah.
Got police coming anyway.
I made it someone else's problem.
Yeah.
And then I felt good.
That's all you can do, is delegate in those situations.
Yeah.
I had a thing before. These two blokes, well, they're in school uniforms, but they're like pretty big. And they were like, I'd say they were maybe 15, and they were dragging this kid round, and he was probably about 10. And they've gone on for a bit. I said, come on, leave it.
Really?
Yeah.
They just stopped doing it.
They just stopped doing it, yeah.
Because the danger there is gang mentality, you know, when there's a few of them.
Well, there's only two. There were only two of them still, and they were children, in effect. If we're being truthful, they were children.
1989, I was 15 year old, I know what it's all about.
Yeah, but I think they're actually all friends. I think they were just play fighting, and I'd actually ruined it. I think they were enjoying themselves. The other guy was enjoying it as well. So just ruined some children's fun.
Mm.
But you showed people, and what is sort of self defense.
But did you feel good for doing it?
I was glad, yeah. I was proud of myself more than anything.
And then, I don't think it matters.
What would the sort of the party line be, Steve? You know, anyone listening, if you see something going on, what should you do?
I would say this, and I mean this now, Josh. If you see anything going on, especially if you know that they are friends and they're just horsing about, it's a bit of horseplay, still intervene because you'll feel terrific.
I can sort of verify that, absolutely. But seriously, what's the advice? Would you get involved? Would you say, you've got to go through me? You want to get through me? You've got to get through me first.
The trouble is here, Josh. We're both fighters at heart, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
You're a boxer. I'm a what's the one I do?
You do what was it?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
That's it.
But sometimes you, like you say, I think the word, if this podcast can be defined by one word today, it's delegate.
To others.
To others.
Yeah.
You know, if there's somebody else there, just wait and see what they do.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. And just say
and be assertive, you know. Just get in there and keep waiting for someone to do something.
And just, you know, because good things come to those who wait.
Absolutely.
That's the message, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had an idea before what I'd do. If I was alone in a house and people were breaking in.
Yeah.
This is genuine tip. I've just come up with this. And you wake up and you can hear people shout out loads of men's names, telling them to wake up. Delroy, Tyrone, Steve, Dave, Pete, get up. Even if you're sort of a one-bedroom flat, people will, you know, if you were breaking in, you by yourself, you heard six men's names, you'd probably think, what the hell's going on there, first and foremost, what's...
Yeah, I'd be like, oh my God, I've picked the wrong house to burgle tonight.
Yeah. First of all, why is it seven blokes all sleeping in a very...
Well, I'd think I'd broken into some sort of sleepover gym.
Well, yeah, that'd be fair, and that's not where you want to be.
No.
So, yeah, that's a genuine tip from me, is if someone's breaking into your house, shout out loads of men's names, telling them to wake up, because it'll give the illusion that there's other people in the house.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That is really good.
Yeah. And then start barking like a dog as well. So there's dogs up there.
Can I sort of extend that a little bit as well?
Yeah.
While you were saying that, I was thinking things as well. You could record different voices, or even talk in different voices.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
What are you waking me up for? You bloody bastard.
Be Jesus. Like, wait till I get down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that'd be another one.
Yeah. I can't hear you. Let me just finish these press ups. 110.
Yeah.
111. You know, quite a lot
that
would
get
do with that.
That's a lot. What's a lot one?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good. That's
genuine
good.
Tips. I
brilliant.
Other idea I had, keep a store of tins, baked beans and things, just to rain down on any sort of any intruders.
Absolutely. And of course, they have a double effect because they do make a nice aerobic weight.
Yes, they do.
For toning the bicep. Nothing beats a baked bean can.
That's true. Would you get some effect from, say, a spaghetti hoop? Would that?
No, I don't think there is dent.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's just a bit more surface area on a baked bean.
Yeah.
I think my producer says surface area.
Yeah.
Was usually an answer to one of the questions, wasn't it?
So you were right. You were right with your first thing with the baked beans.
Yeah. There you go. Genuine tips. If there's anyone else got any tips, they can tweet, can't they?
They can tweet
at Comedy Roundabout.
How are we doing for the old time? Crikey, 50 minutes.
That's not bad. I think we should maybe wrap it up in a minute.
You want to start wrapping up, yeah?
Yeah, I think if you've got anything coming up, Steve, you want to tell the listenership about, anything you want to plug?
I haven't got anything I can think of off the top of my head. But as you know, I had a bit of a migraine. And if listeners may have picked up on me being somewhat pedestrian this evening. So I have got gigs. Yeah, but I just can't remember where
are. Are you still selling those jackets you had?
I've only got three left.
Oh, yeah.
So the ones with the serpent.
Yeah,
three left.
Okay, three so left. People so can get in touch with you coming out.
Yeah, and I'm selling them still through Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, the ladies' jackets, aren't they? So.
They are a ladies' jackets.
Yeah, but they look a lot of men, don't they?
They look retro on a guy, especially if you're quite thin framed.
Yeah.
They have a sort of a David Bowie look.
Okay. That's quite topical. Mm. People can get in touch. Mm. Nothing really to plug. My end, not selling anything.
Right.
People
want to come to the wedding, anything?
No, it's very hush-hush at the moment.
Sorry.
No, I'm not giving out any details whatsoever about that.
Okay.
But maybe suggestions of... You know what I am looking for, and this is genuine,
Stu,
I'm looking to book a band / musician.
Right.
So if anybody knows anyone, get in touch with me.
Okay.
That's great.
So, okay.
At Comedy Roundabout, at JPU89, get in touch. Yeah. So that was...
So what sort of band would you be looking for, like covers or?
Yeah, I'd like some covers.
You don't want them to turn up doing all the original stuff.
Absolutely not. I mean, there's nothing worse to it. So I mean, somebody comes, the signal of saying they've got their own stuff. I mean, come on, you know, if we wanted to hear that, we'd seek it out, wouldn't we? Don't sort of impose that on other people. Certainly not. Honestly, I'm open to tribute bands as well. And lookalikes.
Right, okay.
Just general lookalikes around the place, I think would be great. Is that Tim Vincent over there, Josh's wedding?
Right.
Is that Jamie Theakston?
Not be.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even know Josh knew Andy Peters.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so.
There must be a lot of C-listers that are open to that kind of a
Yeah, that's another business idea. An agency of people, lookalikes / D-listers, who would just go to people's weddings.
That's fantastic.
That's a good idea, isn't
that
it?
That is a really good idea.
Who would you like in that bracket, Stu?
Yeah.
So £200 a day is your budget.
Yeah.
Who would you like to get in as a guest?
The only trouble is I don't know what kind of a lister Keith Chegwin is. I don't know where he...
I think you're probably looking at upwards of 500.
He's a top end C.
Yeah,
he's sort of
top C, lower B even.
Really?
Back in the day.
Well, obviously back in the day, but you want somebody who's faced a bit of hardship and they're grateful for the gig.
Yeah,
you want like a John Leslie or something like that.
Like a let's go back to the sort of Leslie Grantham if he's still about and he wants to get in touch with Leslie by all means.
I'd be thinking about the fingers.
Yes, especially,
I wouldn't want him near me.
No, not if there's a buffet.
Oh, it's truth, him doing that. In fact, it might work, you know. Could work just having there all for the whole duration, just doing
Yeah.
that in
Oh
the
God,
buffet.
that looks nice. I'm really enjoying that buffet. I'm gonna get up there. I tell you, it'd be good. I think it'd have sort of an element of mystique.
Who's that?
David Blaine.
Blaine.
Yeah, you'd have him doing close-up magic, couldn't you?
He's going to double the budget to your wedding, though, isn't he?
He's quite a big name, isn't he? Do you think, I had this theory before about David Blaine. Do you reckon, and we'll wrap up in a second, but do you think he's just a nightmare, like really competitive? Like imagine going for like a spa day with him. He's like, won't get out of the sauna. Been there for like 3 hours, a week trying to prove. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything's a feat to him.
I think he'd constantly be trying to do tricks as well. Like, I can
Yeah.
imagine, like, you've just gone through the first round of chemo, and you just, you know, and he just crops up and he's getting you to pick a card or something like
Yeah.
that. And you're like, David, for God's sake, man,
Yeah.
you know, with your head down the toilet, just
Yeah.
pushing a deck of cards under your nose.
Yeah. And then he sort of put it. It turns out it was really up your arse the whole procedure. This is what I
And you
get.
think, I'm sure I'd have felt that card up my
This
arsehole though.
is what gets me with magicians. It's all one trick. Tell me, it's one trick, just variation on one trick.
Right.
Like they'll say, pick a card, then it gets put back into the deck. Is this your card? No. But then, oh, hang on, it's in my top pocket. That's one trick. Oh, hang on, it's in the bottom of my shoe. Same
Yeah,
trick. Oh, hang on,
behind
it's in
me.
that window over there in that shop. Yeah. Oh, it's shaved into the side of this passing dog.
There's the other one though. There's the cutting the lady in half.
Yeah.
That's the other one, isn't it?
Yeah,
So there's
yeah.
two, I suppose.
Yeah. No, it's impressive. I tell you, I am impressed by escapologists. People
Yeah.
that escape from things. That's
That, yeah.
tried it in a chest freezer once. It was impossible.
Did you?
Yeah. You get locked from the inside. It wasn't
Bloody
plugged in,
hell.
luckily. It wasn't plugged in.
Crikey, I was going to say that. But you managed to get out without any kind of
Yeah,
incident.
yeah, yeah. I just sort of tapped on it and my sister opened it for me.
Right, okay.
It would have been a terror. If we'd have done it on stage as planned, it would have been pretty poor.
I'm worried that we're going to end on that because I don't. That isn't. I mean, you've dropped some absolute information bombs this evening.
Yeah.
You can do better than the chest freezer one, I think.
What would you like to see me escape from, Steve? Genuinely.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey! Oh. Oof.
I think I could. Okay, so I'm in a chest freezer,
Yeah.
in a van,
Yeah.
in a car park that's locked overnight.
You got to get to work in the
I've
morning
got to
on
get to work in
time.
the morning, yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
I think that would be.
Especially, you know, if you got there and you were showered and dressed in your work attire,
Yeah.
which wasn't with you at the time.
That would be
So you've
impressive, wouldn't
escaped,
it?
you've gone home,
Yeah.
you've got ready, and you've turned up on time.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've got no idea how I'd do that.
No.
Well, not escapologist, am I?
Well, no, I suppose not, but
I think what I'd do is I'd like I don't know. I think I'd bang on the thing. I'd bang on the chest freezer,
yeah.
and just wait for them to come, don't we? And
Okay, so
then
you kind
say,
of put the success of the stunt in someone else's hands.
and that's the beauty of it.
A lot of chance involved there,
That's the
but.
beauty of it, though, isn't it? I'd just have my phone on my just phone and say, probably phone my mum. So I'm
Right.
stuck. Come and help me.
So I guess as long as you let people know where you're going, at the very least, your work colleagues would then become
Yeah,
concerned and.
yeah. Or ideally, so what I'd do, I'd probably do it on a Friday because I don't work Saturdays anyway. So
Right.
that'd give me an extra 3 days.
Yeah.
So just do that.
I do wonder though, if there's much air in a chest freezer. I mean, is there the real possibility of asphyxiation?
Yeah, but as I say, we'll be okay. I think we'll be okay. I'd let people know. What I might even do, so I
Yeah.
might ask them just to leave the lid open.
Yeah.
Just say, if I'm going to do this, it's health and safety, just keep the lid open,
Yeah.
just so I can breathe and whatever. So, I mean, it'd still be good to watch, though, probably, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd
No,
still be good to
I'd be
watch.
really impressed.
Yeah.
What would make you laugh the most? If there's a chest freezer there and I say, Josh, check this out, and I go over and I climb into the chest freezer, and somebody who's probably looking for a bit of work, Debbie McGee, perfect example.
Yeah.
She spins me round, three knocks on the top, it opens and someone else comes out, right?
Okay.
But who would make you laugh the most coming out? Who would be like, you know?
Maybe. Oh, I don't know. What, is it a celebrity or?
It could be anyone, yeah.
It would be funny.
You certainly didn't expect that.
It would be funny if it was me in there, Stu. That'd get them laughing, wouldn't it? If it's me coming out, oh, hey, Josh Pugh. That'd get them laughing. I think that's probably what we'd do. So, good idea. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. Stu,
that was lovely, yeah.
I've enjoyed that, yeah.
That was good. It was nice dusting off the old podcast.
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll keep churning these out every sort of 3 to 4 months. Just pow, pow, pow,
treadmill these.
Yeah, I think you can be too much with it, can't you?
Let's give them too much of what they want.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, people don't want it every bloody month, do they?
If we can get one on every solstice and equinox of the year,
yeah,
that's four. There's four just there.
Yeah, we just throw in the sort of lunar eclipse.
Yeah,
lunar eclipses. We'll do that. Could get them covered, and then probably just do a Christmas Day special.
Yeah,
on the day.
I'm worried that's going to be a glut of podcasts.
It's possibly too much for any enthusiastic
listener.
Yeah, but what we'll do it biannually.
Okay.
So next year we'll have a year off. Year after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll start getting back.
That way you maintain that level of cool as well, don't you?
Yeah.
I like it.
Always back again.
Yeah.
Gone again.
Yeah.
Keep them guessing. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. I reckon that's our best one.
Do you think?
Do you reckon?
I don't know. You were making me howl.